And as I told you, Monday is here. It's the new week, a new month, the 1st of June, and a new chance for us to drop a pebble in the pond and find out what's happening with the ripple. Penny Faree is in the house for a marvelous Monday morning. Penny, yes. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to the ripple. Where are we going today?
Good morning, everyone. It's the 1st of June, the first day of winter today. So happy.
do you think
happy
winter?
Love winter in Durban. Hey, we do have the best winters.
We do. Do you think winter looks at the calendar and decides, okay, well, definitely on the 1st, I'm here.
Showing up today. So today we are looking at Edward Lowe, and he's the founder of Restore Africa Foundation, and we're going to be discussing one of his initiatives, which is making a massive ripple in our community. It's the Feed a Child initiative that has raised over 30,000 meals thus far. Edward, welcome to the ripple.
Edward.
Guys, how you doing? Thank you very, very much for having me again. And I was going to say thank you very much for our community of Belita,
for
being our backbone and supporting us in all our initiatives. I'm going to correct you, though. Our goal is 30,000.
Okay.
So we're on 6,400 meals that's been distributed already. And so it's going very well. So these meals go out to help other NPOs, houses of safety for children, orphanages with extended food security.
Yeah. And you know what? Food security is such a massive issue at the moment, and a lot of the NPOs are battling. How did you start this initiative? How did it come about?
It started with Easter eggs.
Okay.
Literally started with Easter eggs. I was invited down to the Shark Tank by Kiara, someone I've known for quite a while through our humanitarian work. And she donated 2,000 Easter eggs to us. And I saw this amazing meal, and it's called One Pot.
And when you went to fetch the Easter eggs?
Yes, in their warehouse. And she told me all about the product. And then I reached out to the factory that actually manufactures the product.
Yeah, what is it? Is it a meal, an instant meal?
It's called a One Pot meal because you literally just add water to it. You boil it for 25 minutes, and voila, you got a full meal.
And nutritional,
fully balanced.
Fully balanced.
And the feedback has been phenomenal. Generally, I mean, you look at this kind of project, you think to yourself, like, I wonder what this is going to taste like.
Yes.
But I've been very, very impressed. And it worked so well in the work that we've been doing and getting these meals through to other NPOs that I thought, like, well, listen, guys, we need to really involve all our NPOs in the region. Get the factory involved, get it directly from the factory to all our NPOs and drop the cost dramatically on these meals.
And but so how much does one meal cost if you have to distribute
well,
it?
Well, when we started off on the project, we started off at R3.50 a meal.
Yeah.
So in other words, for your takeaway, Americano coffee, you could have fed 10 children.
Sure. Yeah.
But through negotiations, we were able to drop their price from R3.50 a meal to R1.55 a meal.
Wow.
So for R230, you can buy 150 meals.
That's mad. Hey?
It's mad.
Yes.
You can literally feed a small creche for a month for less than R500.
Yeah, that is.
And it comes in different flavors. There's porridges. Yeah. It's all fortified. It's all balanced. I've actually got some packets in my car. I'll give you some. It's phenomenal. You know, I fell in love with this product.
Yeah.
And it's helping so many people. So, you know, celebrating our second birthday.
Yes, that's how Restore Africa Foundation started. It started 2 years ago when the tornado, which is the second year anniversary this week, hit Tongaat and our area. And you moved in and went there to help. And that's how the foundation grew.
You know, I get goosebumps. It's the day my life literally got turned upside down.
Did you just decide you wanted to do a volunteer service? How did that start? Did you
up? We've gone the whole conversation with Dave as well.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just a calling to go and help. And one thing led to the next, and I realized, listen, if we don't take care of our children, we're not going to have a future as a country. And it's working with these children that I realized, you know, we can really make a tangible difference by just working together. And this is why we as an organization have grouped up with so many other organizations to all add our little bit together to really make a tangible difference.
Yeah. And the Feed a Child initiative, how does it work now? So do you have a central point where everyone, you know, gets the meals and then from there you distribute it to the NPOs? How does the system work?
Well, firstly, you need to identify the right NPO.
Okay, make sure
that what you as a community give to us to help those who needs a little bit of help to help themselves actually get to those who needs a little bit of help to help themselves. So we do a lot of investigation.
Okay. Once we've identified, so you qualify the NPO.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We do reference checks and everything to ensure that, you know, it's very important to us because we tie to it as an organization and we really enjoy the trust of our community and the work that we do. We need our community to trust us. So transparency, very important. So what we do is we buy it in bulk.
Okay.
And buying it in bulk, you obviously get it a lot cheaper. And we get them to come to us and come and collect the meals. And we don't give them a few meals at a time. We give them like 1,000 meals at a time.
Yeah.
And that carries them for an extended time period, giving them food security for an extended time period. And we're busy working on establishing a distribution center in Belita for Restore Africa Foundation to get the product directly from the factory to the consumer without all the extended costs in between.
Yeah. This is an awesome vision, Edward. So for someone listening in the traffic this morning, whether they're a local business operator or if they're just a single person who with a big heart wants to contribute and help, what is the best way for the general public or the local business community to get behind this thing?
Well, the best way is actually to go onto our Facebook page, Restore Africa Foundation. All the information's on there. I'm constantly on there. Or you can follow my private page, Edward Lowe, but there's a lot of other nonsense on there as well. That's not just Restore Africa Foundation. But the best way is to get a hold of me. And all I'm asking is for a family to donate one cup of coffee and make a huge difference.
Can you imagine one cup of coffee can feed 30 children? Hey,
yes.
One meal. Per child. That's like,
if you get the double coffee, extra large with the almond milk, and you work out.
You can hold the coffees like and whatever. Hey. You can like feed like 50 kids.
You see,
it's a big ripple, and that is why Restore Africa is doing a lot of ripple work in our community. You've made a big difference in the short time that you've been here.
It's not me, it's the community.
Yeah,
it's through our community that we've been able to help so many children. I did a count quite recently, and I think we just over 6,000 children that we've reached out to in the work that we've done.
Yeah.
And this is purely through the generosity of our community, working together with the private sector, the public sector, private individuals. And we've planted that seed and we're watering it.
Yeah.
So at the moment, we're busy working on an initiative to get people to adopt a creche, to adopt an ECD. And for 500 rand a month, you can literally feed that entire ECD for a month, and we will coordinate the entire program. So, that's something we're busy working on as well.
That's so cool, Edward. So if you're hearing this right now, Restore Africa Foundation, that's the name you want to be looking for on social media. You want to be following and keeping tabs on all the exciting stuff that's still in the pipeline and bubbling up the rest of this year and into next year, and all the details on how you can support and literally fuel the mission here, feeding a child and many children at that. Such a great story, and the fact that the community already has rallied the way it has, doesn't that restore your faith and your hope in humanity and the goodness in the people of the KZN North Coast, Edward?
I wish people could see the picture in my head and see the future that I see in my head. If we can all just band together and put the past behind us and move forward and stop pointing fingers and just say, listen, guys, let's work together. Let's make a change. Start at the bottom with our kids and our creches and our primary schools and build a future for our nation. And that picture that's been shown to me is just, it's phenomenal. But it's got to start somewhere. And I truly believe it actually started in Belita because of a tornado that happened 2 years ago on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Yes.
And now is the time not to be divisive, because we've got so much of that going on. Something to pull everyone in the community together and do their little bit to feed a child.
Making a ripple, man.
Yeah, thank you, Edward.
Thank you very much for having me.
Good work. Well done.
And thanks to our community. You guys rock.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. The Ripple. And Penny, thanks for serving up another super story of feel-good, just hope and inspiration on a Monday, starting off the month of June on a positive note.
Always.
And stay tuned, because the Ripple will return on another Monday. And Penny, I'll catch you later in the week for a Friday Focus. Hey?
Yes, and Censored, which is dropping this week as well.
Very exciting stuff. Yeah. Edward, thanks, more power to you in Restore Africa, my friend. We will definitely chat again.
Thank you very, Edward, very much again for having me, guys.
Back to the music with Bon Iver right now. 7:45 on 88 FM.